The blood of Christ being sprinkled will cleanse our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. The words of St. Paul in today's epistle. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The precious blood on First Friday. You remember Father Solanus, that great Capuchin miracle worker, especially known in the 40s and the 50s in Detroit. Remember how he used to say, thank God ahead of time. Remember, too, that it's the measure of our devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus to have confidence and trust. And it's that lack of confidence that, as it were, wounds the heart of God. Well, this feast day came about because of an act of confidence on the part of the Pope. It was a pretty bleak-looking situation. The Freemasons had organized a revolution and had driven him, at the very fear of the loss of his own life, out of his own city, the eternal city of Rome. And there he was in Naples in exile. And he was urged to by some of the clergy, especially the priests of the Precious Blood, a congregation that had recently been established in Italy, the Missionaries of the Precious Blood. But the Precious Blood had no feast day. It was observed sometimes on the fourth Friday of Lent, but that was all. He was urged to make a vow to our Lord that he would establish the feast day if he were reestablished himself as Pope in Rome. And so he did. But then finally, things seemed to be in motion, but he wasn't back yet. And all the obstacles were not overcome yet. And One of the priests was talking to him about, reminding him about keeping his vow and establishing this feast day. It was at the beginning for the first Sunday of July. When the Holy Father said, I trust our Lord. I trust his precious blood. I'll establish the feast day now. And so he did, as a measure or a mark of his confidence. It's a beautiful heritage that's passed on to us, because if you survey the situation in the church today, your trust and confidence could be a little bit stretched, but imitate that great holy Pope and have confidence in the power of the blood of Christ. The precious blood on First Friday, Christ's blood came from his heart, his Sacred Heart, which shed it all for us in an abundance to the last drop. That kind of an offering could only be born of love as Jesus died upon the cross. Here at St. Gertrude, the Sacred Heart is, of course, our great devotion. But we remember each year that the Sacred Heart did not save us. The Sacred Heart is the source of the saving blood, the precious blood, which did redeem us and which is offered in turn every day at the Mass, on altars throughout the world, for the living and for the dead. And this is the blood which we receive in reparation at our Holy Communion today, in reparation to the Sacred Heart, and tomorrow to the Immaculate Heart, along with the body and the blood, the soul and the divinity of our Savior. Reparation, that was our great theme for Lent this year. Remember, the blood of Jesus is the object as well as the means of making up, of atonement. Because without the shedding of blood, God's blood, St. Paul reminds us today, there's no forgiveness of sin. The precious blood always comes first and last. Remember, it was from Our Lady's Immaculate Blood that Jesus was formed, by the overshadowing of the Holy Ghost, the man-God, the Incarnation. And from Jesus' open side at Calvary, at the end of his life, his blood poured forth, the last drops, and then came water. And the water said, all the blood is gone. It's all been shed for you, to pay the price for your sins out of love for you. His precious blood we honor first of all each year, on New Year's Day, January 1st, the first of the seven blood sheddings of Jesus, when he was just a baby of 8 days, his circumcision. And the precious blood we honor last of all each year, 7 months later, on the first day of July. That is to say, it's the last of these devotional feasts that the Church has each year, Corpus Christi, the Sacred Heart, and then finally, the precious blood of Christ. The precious blood comes first to you, first at baptism, to wash the sins away, to regenerate us, and it comes last after you die, when your remains will be sprinkled more than once with the holy water, which symbolizes the precious blood. The holy water, his blood, will accompany you to the grave and will relieve the soul. You know how sometimes for a graveside ceremony at the very end, the funeral director will have people take flowers and put the flower on the casket or something like that. That's one of those little secular rituals that they made up to replace religion. But still in some countries today, Catholic countries, the custom is for everybody present, and I've seen this done many times myself, everybody present takes the holy water and sprinkles it over the body of the deceased. That's not an empty secular gesture. It's a sacramental that's full of grace and of faith and of power. The precious blood comes to you first when you enter the church every time for a visit or for Holy Mass. Because what's the first thing you do? You put your finger in the holy water and you make the sign of the cross devoutly, a 300 days indulgence, with the intention to be purified of your venial sins. And that's our Lord's blood that does that. And then the precious blood here at church, at Mass, comes last. It's the last part of the last principal part of the Mass, that is to say, the consumption of the precious blood by the celebrant at the communion. The precious blood of Jesus, use it this month. Make your resolution accordingly. Renew your devotion, offer up your reparation. It would be a wonderful thing maybe for this month to think twice about holy water in the home. Have holy water. Encourage the children to use the holy water last thing at night to make the sign of the cross with the holy water. And then to revivify your own devotion, to pray to your guardian angel to make you remember, when I put my finger in the holy water, may I remember the power of the blood of Jesus. In the Old Testament, at the Passover, the blood of the lamb was smeared over the doorpost. You pause at the door and put your finger into that sacramental water, blessed now, exorcised, that stands for the power of his blood. All of this is to draw your attention. When you see the priest today at Mass consuming the chalice, make your intention to stop and to offer up some reparation. Pray especially for those who will die this day. May this blood be the salvation of many, many souls. How better to thank Jesus and Mary, their Sacred Heart, for giving us this food of blood during this wonderful feast day and during this important month, the month of July. Sign yourself often with the sign of the cross. Use your holy water devoutly and offer and receive and repair. Remember, without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness. God bless you. Now we'll say an act of consecration to begin the month of July. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.